Last week, the Arkansas Press Association hosted its 2014 Super Convention at the Embassy Suites in Hot Springs. Friday, the APA hosted three debates, including one featuring the four candidates for Arkansas governor. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
You may have seen television ads for two gubernatorial candidates, Republican Asa Hutchinson and Democrat Mike Ross. But did you know there are actually four candidates running for Arkansas governor? Last Friday, Libertarian Frank Gilbert and Green Party candidate Josh Drake joined Hutchinson and Ross in Hot Springs for a debate hosted by the Arkansas Press Association. The organization streamed the event live online. On the topic of same-sex marriage, Green Party candidate Josh Drake said there is sometimes a misconception surrounding his party's stance on the issue.
The government should not tell churches what to do, and sometimes people make that mistake that we're defining what marriage is according to churches. Churches can do whatever they want to, but there's a number of government benefits that come from being married, Social Security and the right to inherit. There's hundreds and hundreds of federal benefits, taxes, that have to do with being married. And our Constitution guarantees equal protection. So if the government is going to give benefits, then they have to do it equally. We can't say only people with blonde hair get this tax treatment, but dark-haired people get different. It's a fundamental tenet of our Constitution. And so that also means that if gay people want to marry, if the government is going to give benefits to heterosexual people, then equal protection means they have to give it also to gay couples.
Libertarian candidate Frank Gilbert took a similar stance on the issue of same-sex marriage.
There was few things in my life more offensive to me than when a Baptist preacher stood before my wife and I 43 years ago, and our friends and family there gathered before God and man, and said, by the authority vested in me by the state of Tennessee. The state of Tennessee had nothing to do with it. The state of Arkansas should have nothing to do with it. If people wish to be married, they should be married. And if they wish to register that fact with the state of Arkansas or Oklahoma or anyone else so that they can gain tax, inheritance, or other advantages, so be it. How offensive is it to have the state of Arkansas tell anyone that they must be married or that they cannot be married?
Republican Asa Hutchinson took an opposite stance on the issue. He said he supports the constitutional amendment passed by Arkansans that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. He also noted that he's waiting for an official ruling on the matter from the Supreme Court.
My understanding is the Supreme Court has not clearly ruled on that issue. I think the issue was they struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, which really related to states giving recognition to what other states do. And so I think there's still some unanswered questions on this issue that the Supreme Court has to resolve. And so I think we need to hold our breath here and have this thing work its way back up to the Supreme Court. Again, I support the Constitution of Arkansas, believing that a marriage is between one man and one woman, and we'll see what the Supreme Court says beyond that.
Democrat Mike Ross agreed with his Republican counterpart.
I am personally opposed to gay marriage. I think marriage should be between one man and one woman. That's how I consistently voted as a state senator and as a congressman. But that is not why I'm running for governor. That issue is going to be resolved by the U.S. Supreme Court. And if anyone is running to try to fix that or to address that, they need to be running for the U.S. Supreme Court and not governor of Arkansas.
Ross used the rest of his allotted time on this question to discuss other matters. These remarks were made during a debate last Friday. The event was hosted in Hot Springs by the Arkansas Press Association and was streamed live online. Ross and his Republican counterpart Asa Hutchinson will participate in an hour-long debate October 7th in Little Rock. The debate will take place at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock and air on KATV Channel 7 in the Central Arkansas market, as well as on KHBS KHOG Channel 4029 in Northwest Arkansas and in the River Valley. The debate will also be streamed live on the station's websites. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
On tomorrow's edition of Ozarks, we'll hear the candidates' thoughts about the private option.